Let's turn to Arizona Senator Martha McSally. Yesterday was tense on the Senate floor in Washington after lawmakers failed to advance a new coronavirus response bill on Sunday and again on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blamed Democrats for the delay after they largely stuck together in an attempt to force additional changes to the bill. But now Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he is, quote, very, very close to a deal with the White House. Senator McSally joins us now on the line from Washington to tell us where things stand now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for joining us. I want to start with Senator Schumer's claim that he is close to a deal with the White House. Has there been any indication this morning? Do you know what's in that deal? Is it something that you think you and your fellow Republican senators might be able to get behind?
Well, let me make it clear that we were close to a deal over the weekend, and we were working in a strong bipartisan way with Republican and Democrat senators to get immediate relief to Arizonans. For example, $3,400 cash to a family of four that makes less than $150,000 a year. Small businesses being able to go into banks and get money to pay payroll and utilities and rent that they don't have to pay back. Relief to our hospital workers who are out on the front lines of this battle. Plussed up unemployment insurance. Normally in Arizona, it's $250 a week, but we plussed it up $600, so it would be $850 a week. And it would include self-employed, independent contractors, gig economy workers, part-time workers. This was an unprecedented package. And unfortunately, it's been delayed because Nancy Pelosi flew into town and started to turn this into some ideological wish list, which is just disgusting. And it's not what Americans are looking for right now and what Arizonans are looking for. So we need to get this bill passed immediately. We need to get it on the floor again. Get these resources out there. We have people wondering where they're meals are going to be coming from, wondering if they have a job. We are shutting down the economy in order to save lives. And every day is an eternity here. So this two-day delay even is just incomprehensible that political games will be played to it. And we need to get this voted on today.
Do you have any indication of what is in the current bill and if it's something you can support?
Well, yeah, the core of the bill still remains, despite the political talking points that have been used over the last few days. And look, as Americans and Arizonans are trying to understand what is happening in D.C., people are unifying in Arizona and America. Why this dysfunction? The core remains, which is cash immediately to Arizona families and workers, plussed up unemployment insurance, support to small business. Also, those other employers, we want to make sure they keep their employees on the payroll if they need loans to be able to do that to the max extent possible, keep employees connected to employers, and resources to hospitals and investments in cures for this thing. I mean, it's the foundations of this bill. We could have voted on it 2 days ago. This delay is unnecessary, and we need to move it now.
Senator, Governor Ducey, the state agents for university in dealing with this outbreak. Team is at my.
Seems as if Mark's line is breaking up. Let me jump in on that question. So yeah. Governor Ducey here in the state has, and the state's public universities have also asked for federal help in dealing with this crisis. Is that something you think might happen in this package?
We've requested that as well. We're hearing from cities as well. Our challenge right now is we want to make sure that we have a broad-based support for those entities that are in need, those who need to get immediate cash flow to be able to support their workers. There's no sector of our economy that hasn't been hit. There's no sector of our state that hasn't been hit. And so this broad support for employers, that's a significant amount of resources, is available to entities to include tribes, universities, and others. And we need to get it across the finish line so that they can get the resources they need right now.
I want to also ask about small businesses. I've been talking to restaurants and local business owners here in the state who are hurting a lot right now and need some sort of help to get through this. What might that look like for them?
So it's a couple of things. What we really want to do is make sure small businesses are the engine of jobs. We cannot have these small businesses closed because we will get past this. And when we do, we want to make sure those jobs are available for their employees to go back to. If small businesses go under, then we have a whole other systematic problem on our hands. And we had a strong economy before. So it's multifaceted. One is getting cash to people immediately so they can pay their rent, they can pay for groceries. But for the small businesses, the mechanism we've put in here will allow them to go into the bank and get money that they don't have to pay back to keep people on their payroll and to pay for rent, utilities, mortgage, and ensure that they stay connected and they don't go under until we get to the other side of this. When we are able to go back to restaurants, these things can get turned on. But if those restaurants don't exist anymore, mm-hmm. we'll have much bigger problems. So this is a way we're trying to swiftly allow, not having them stand in line for some government program, but use banks and credit unions that are out here in our communities with existing federal authorities and funding so it can happen through the bank. We'll be doing a conference call once this gets signed into law. We'll get all the chambers and other small businesses the information so that they can understand exactly how they can access this money as soon as it's signed into law.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you before we let you go about all of the social distancing measures that we're seeing. We've seen your colleague Kyrsten Sinema urge the governor to order bars, museums, gyms, et cetera, to close down, restaurants to stick to go, delivery options, et cetera. Do you agree with those decisions? Do you think we need to take it farther at this point?
The governor was elected to be the governor, and he's the one who's responsible, and I trust that he will make the right decisions for Arizona. Our part at the federal level are to make sure that we have the resources there, the overall guidance is transmitted out to everybody so they understand that when we're doing social distancing, it's not about us who are young and healthy. It's about us saving the elderly, saving the sick, protecting the healthcare workers and the nursing home workers so that they don't walk in with the virus and put others at risk. So this is what this is all about. People need to make those choices. There is some guidance that's happening at the state level and at the federal level. These waves, we're going to see what's happening in New York City. Those types of things will start to happen in other places a few weeks behind them. So we're doing our part here to provide the support, the funding for the equipment, the funding for treatments and testing in small businesses and families. And, you know, we'll let the governor do his job.
Last question for you then, Senator McSally. Are you concerned about long-term effects on the economy, about talk of a recession? If we do not know when this will end, what are your major concerns?
I'm deeply concerned about that. This is nothing like we've ever seen in my lifetime. This is not just some sort of economic downturn like we've seen in the past. This is we're shutting down major elements of the economy across the country in order to save lives. We don't know much about this pandemic. We're learning more every single day. I think once we have more information on who's gotten the virus and now is immune to it, there's ways for us to use that data to protect healthcare workers and get economic activity going again while we still protect the vulnerable and the elderly. We're getting more information since, you know, China basically lied to us and is very opaque. Italy is overwhelmed. We're building our own information to get a better understanding of this virus, so that we can get people back to work and not be stuck in a deep downturn here. Again, this is unprecedented. We're telling people don't go to work. Their jobs available, but we're saying we need to save lives and we need to not go to work. But this can't go on forever, and we will get past it and we will prevail. And in the meantime, we're trying to provide that relief and that cash flow to businesses and families so they can get through this unprecedented challenge.
Arizona Senator Martha McSally, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Absolutely. You guys stay safe out there, and God bless our healthcare workers who are on the front lines of this battle. They're amazing.